Last year, Governor Charlie Crist signed an executive order requiring the state legislature to come up with a proposal to take the state to 20% renewable power by the year 2020. However, last month, staff members of the Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities, issued a preliminary proposal pushing that deadline back to 2050. Despite Governor Crist's rhetoric, environmental advocates say Florida is falling behind other states and taking the lead on combating climate change. No state is more progressive on the issue than in California. Derek Walker is director of the California Climate Initiative for the Environmental Defense Fund. Jerry Carnes is Florida's climate change director for the group Environmental Defense. Today, WMNF spoke with the two men about what California has done and what Florida is aspiring to do on the issue.
We've actually capped the amount of global warming pollution that California can, essentially the amount of pollution that California can produce by the year 2020, and we have to get back to 1990 levels. And what that's going to require is a 30% reduction off of our current levels, and it's going to require everybody to play a part. And one of the things that we're doing that's so exciting, I think, for both the national model and also to serve as a little bit of a model for Florida, is that we've really involved every part of the economy, the transportation sector, fuels, electricity. Certainly, we're proposing a very strong renewable portfolio standard, 33% by 2020. And so California has always had a legacy of leadership on environmental issues and on climate change. Governor Schwarzenegger signed the bill initially 2006. Since then, four other states have had put a mandatory cap on global warming pollution. And, right about 8 months after that bill passed, the governor came down to Florida to stand with Charlie Crist and to applaud the executive orders. And so there's really been not only a synergistic relationship between California and Florida, but California continues to be the catalyst. And so, ultimately what this all drives towards is hopefully a national bill, a commitment by the federal government to cap greenhouse gases in the United States, because that's what scientists are increasingly telling us that we need to have in order to avoid the most dangerous impacts of climate change.
And before we went to air here, you were mentioning some initiative or something's going to be happening nationally this week coming up? Or?
There is a program called the Western Climate Initiative, and that's a partnership between seven U.S. states and four Canadian provinces, representing a gigantic slice of the economy that will be a cap-and-trade program that will start in 2012 that will involve a lot of the different economic sectors, a lot of the major polluters in those areas. And this is all these states and provinces getting together and saying that they are committed to a firm, enforceable limit on the amount of pollution. And that's a huge step. A lot of these states are states that have conservative Republican governors. They have conservative legislatures. And a lot of them have senators that weren't even willing to come on record and support federal climate bills. And the governors are driving.
What are some of those states?
State of Utah is a very good example. State of Oregon, where we had a very tough time with their Republican Senator Gordon Smith there. The state of Arizona, where even though Senator McCain has been fairly good on climate over the years, Senator Kyle, who's in the Republican leadership, has been pretty obstructionist. And New Mexico as well, where the retiring Senator Domenici has been really an opponent of climate change action for a long time. All those governors are getting together and for the last 18 months working on this agreement that is extremely strong, and it sends a great message. And, we hope that Florida is taking a look at that agreement and is going to use it as both a model in terms of what the action team is talking about, but also, we'll figure out a way to plug in there in whatever way they can.
Well, speaking of Florida here, let's talk about that. Last year, of course, summer last year, Governor Crist signed an executive order requiring the legislature to come up with a proposal to take the state up to 20% renewable power by the year 2020. Now, the State Public Service Commission, or their staff, which regulates utilities, of course, issued a preliminary proposal last month pushing that deadline to 2050. Critics say the proposal would preserve current rules in favor of non-renewable energy sources such as natural gas, coal, and nuclear. Now, the utilities, Jerry Carnes, say that renewable energy has yet to prove its reliability and cost effectiveness. This is one reason why they're dragging their feet here. What do you say to that?
Well, it's just plain wrong. We can see examples all across this country and, in fact, the world that renewable energy works, and it can create you can create economies of scale very quickly, and you can drive cost reductions down. While at the same time, the rates for conventional fuels continue to increase. We're seeing 25-30% increases in fuel costs, you know, being put back onto ratepayers all summer long. So those costs are only going to continue to go up while the price of renewable energy is going to continue to go down. The unfortunate aspect of the straw man proposals, which is what it is, and we're very, very clear, the PSC commissioners have not weighed in on this, and we're very hopeful that some dramatic changes will occur once that they do. But the straw man proposal would be the worst, the weakest RPS in the nation.
And tell our listeners what the RPS is.
Sorry, Renewable Portfolio Standard basically says that it requires utilities to produce a certain amount of electricity from renewable resources by a certain time. And the governor indicated, not in the executive order, but indicated that he wanted 20% by 2020. That's what Environmental Defense wants. That's what we believe is achievable. That's what we believe will create the economies of scale and the cost reductions that are needed to make a vibrant renewable energy market. The governor would be 94 years old by the time his targets were met under this current straw man proposal. The straw man basically does not reflect the seriousness of the position that Florida is in right now. We import 98% of our energy. We have a climate crisis that's not only looming, but it's getting worse by the day. And so if you're from the left or the right, if you agree with Al Gore, if you agree with T. Boone Pickens that there's a major problem, this RPS is not for you.